So if you walked into a store and bought a pair of shoes just because they were like a size 10, you might end up trying to run a marathon in steel-toed work boots.
Right, which would be a terrible idea.
Exactly. And today's deep dive is looking at why buying engine oil just because it says, 5W30 on the bottle is basically that exact same mistake. We're breaking down a pretty comprehensive technical guide on BMW oil specifications today.
Yeah, trying to decode that whole alphabet soup on the label for you.
Right, so you can protect your engine and honestly your wallet from some really costly mistakes.
Because if 5W30 is just the shoe size, then the shoe type is what BMW calls their long life approval code. I mean, the grade alone tells you almost nothing about the actual chemistry inside the bottle.
Okay, so what are the like the different types of boots and running shoes we're actually looking at here?
Well, the main two you will encounter for that 5W30 grade are LL01 and LL04. So LL01 is kind of your baseline for that whole generation of gas engines.
Like the early 2000s ones.
Yeah, exactly. Early 2000s up to about 2014, so your M54s and M55s. But LL04, on the other hand, is a completely different chemistry.
Oh, really? How so?
It's a low SAPS, or low ash formula, and it's designed specifically for diesel engines to protect their particulate filters.
Wait, is this actually a critical difference, or is it just like clever marketing? Like, what actually happens if you pour that gas-focused LL01 into a diesel engine?
Oh, you will physically ruin the diesel particulate filter. Like, it's not just marketing at all.
Wow, really, just from mixing up the oil.
Yeah, because as the gas-focused oil burns off during normal operation, it leaves behind this physical ash. And that ash permanently blocks the microscopic pores of the emissions filter. It literally just chokes the engine.
Ouch. So the specific LL code is absolutely non-negotiable.
Totally non-negotiable. And, the guide also notes that for newer BMWs, like from 2015 onward with the B48 or B58 engines, the requirements shifted again.
Right. They need the thinner stuff now.
Exactly. They need much thinner, like 0W20 or 0W30 oils, just to meet modern fuel economy targets. So 5W30 isn't even the universal standard anymore.
Right. But, okay, even if you do match the perfect LL code and the viscosity for your specific engine, the way modern engines operate is like throwing a completely new wrench into the gears,
Oh,
right?
a massive one. It's heavily discussed across all the owner forums because modern direct injection turbos, they rely on high-pressure injectors spraying raw fuel directly into the combustion chamber.
Which sounds great for power, but what's the catch?
Well, the problem is that unburnt fuel can slip past the piston rings and wash right down the cylinder walls into the oil pan, so it heavily dilutes the oil over time.
Wait, if the oil is constantly being thinned out by raw fuel in the oil pan, why on earth does BMW's onboard computer recommend waiting like 10 to 15,000 miles between oil changes? That just seems like a recipe for disaster.
It really does, and independent mechanics completely agree with you. That's why they strongly urge owners to ignore that long factory interval.
So what do they recommend instead?
They say you should change the oil every 5,000 to 7,500 miles instead,
Yeah.
because of how most people actually drive, lots of short trips and cold starts.
The engine just doesn't get hot enough.
Right, it never gets hot enough for long enough to evaporate and burn off that accumulated fuel.
Okay, so if I need to change my oil like twice as often as the factory suggests just to keep it from turning into, a fuel soup, finding the right price to performance ratio becomes pretty critical. Am I just stuck paying dealership prices for the official oil?
No, not at all. The guide breaks the options down into three main tiers for you. So if you want absolute warranty compliance, genuine BMW twin power is your safest choice.
Which is what, pretty expensive?
It runs about $12 to $18 a liter. Yeah.
So what if I don't want to pay that dealership markup? I mean, am I compromising on quality if I go aftermarket?
Not if you grab Castrol EDG, no. It sits around $8 to $11 a quart. And it actually shares the exact technical lineage of the factory fill.
Oh, so it's essentially the same protection for less money?
Exactly.
Hmm.
And if you're driving an older car nearing 100,000 miles, the guide points to Liqui Moly.
What's special about that one?
Its formula features a much stronger detergent package, which is specifically designed to combat sludge and that high oil consumption that's so common in aging engines.
Okay, so the ultimate rule for you to take away from this deep dive is pretty simple. Check your oil cap or your owner's manual. Match the specific LL approval code, not just the viscosity numbers on the front of the bottle.
Right, absolutely.
And do not blindly trust that 15,000-mile factory interval if you drive a direct injection turbo. Change it way sooner.
Definitely. But, you know, before we wrap up, the Thorses highlight one little detail that might make you question everything.
Oh boy, what's that?
Well, BMW occasionally changes its official oil suppliers.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll shift their massive contracts from Castrol to Shell, for example.
Mm.
And when they do this, the actual chemical formula inside the official dealer bottle changes.
Without telling anybody.
Yep. Often without any warning to the consumer whatsoever.
Man, which is just wild. I mean, if the official chemistry of your engine's lifeblood can just change overnight based on a corporate contract, how much of our fierce brand loyalty is really just loyalty to a specific shape of a plastic jug?
It really makes you wonder.
It definitely does. Just something to chew on the next time you're standing in the auto parts aisle.